this is more fun than basin washing.
How sparkly the weeds are between the stones. And the moss on the roof and the flowers.
This is far, far, far and away prettier than our old house.
Let's go in and get to work.
Oh, work, work, nothing but work.
Phyllis, we all have to pitch in and help Mother.
It's not fair. If Father were here, there would be servants and we could play all day.
Well, Father isn't here.
There's no need to be horrid.
Bobby wasn't being horrid.
Now you're both ganging up on me. Just because I'm the youngest, I'm the one who gets picked on.
Quiet. Phil, listen.
There's a train at the bottom of the garden.
Where? I didn't see a train.
Stand on the water pump and look over there.
Where?
There.
It's the railway track. Look how close we are.
Just down the path and across the field.
Let's go and have a look.
No, we must yet. We must work.
Ooh, work, work, nothing but work.
We worked like beavers in the house for an hour. Then we drifted back out into the garden, where we collapsed in the grass.
There you are. It's time to wake up, darlings.
Mother, what time is it?
Nearly 8 o'clock.
We came out here to watch the trains, only we couldn't stay awake.
We've been working ever since dawn.
We lit the fire and put the kettle on and set the table.
I know, darlings, only your excellent fire has been out for some time and the water in the kettle has all boiled away. Also, you should have remembered to wash the crockery before setting the table.
Oh, dear. Why does everything go wrong?
It doesn't matter, because I found another room. A magic room. With a table set for last night's supper. Cold roast beef, bread and butter cheese and apple pie.
Apple pie for breakfast?
So Mrs. Viney kept her promise after all.
She left us a note. We missed it in the dark. She had to go home early yesterday because her son-in-law has broken his arm.
Mother, I've got something to ask you.
Yes?
After breakfast, may we go down to the railway?
Only if you're careful.
Oh, we will be careful. Yeah.
Here it comes. It's like a great dragon tearing by.
A tunnel and it's a dragon's lair.
It's got to be all of a train. It's awfully tall, isn't it?
We've always seen them cut in half by platforms.
What if that train's going to London? That's where Father is.
Let's head out to the station and find out.
What's that noise?
That's the signal box. And this is the station platform. Here's the porter's room. Do you suppose that man is the porter?
It couldn't be. He's fast asleep.
He's wearing a uniform and his cap says porter.
He does look funny with his mouth wide open.
Oh, he's waking up.
Here he comes.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? Off to Maidbridge. Fear not, the 11:54 is only 7 minutes late.
Oh, we're not going anywhere.
We live here.
The railway is our nearest neighbour.
So you're the folks what's rented the little white house by the embankment?
The Three Chimneys. That's us.
And you've come down to survey our operations. Well, I don't blame you. There's always something happening on the railway.
May I ask you a technical question?
Fire away.
You know that great pile of coal by the wall of the station house?
I know it well.
Why does the coal have a white mark?
To mark how much coal...